welcome back to the Bike Wale Podcast. I'm your host Anuj, and I'm very happy to tell you that this is the 25th episode of our show. Yes, we have completed 24 episodes already, and I want to thank each and every one of our listeners, and it's because of their support that we are able to keep going. So 25th episode, we thought it had to be something special, something exciting, and more importantly, something very, very informative. So this podcast is about motoring journalism, or to be specific, motorcycle journalism. And this is especially for those who want to get into this profession. Now, I have been a motorcycle journalist for nearly more than 3 years, and I know a thing or two about this profession. But for the 25th episode, I wanted someone, a veteran, to be on this show. So for the first time, we have Abhishek Nigam with us, who has been one of the cornerstones of Carwale and Bikewale editorial team. Hi Abhishek, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi Anuj, thank you for having me here.
So Abhishek, I have been wanting to have you on our show for such a long time, but I know the kind of responsibilities you have, it would have been difficult for you to be a part of it. But since this was the 25th episode, I had to get you here. So I'm glad that you could join us for this special episode of our show. So listeners, before Abhishek tells you all about automotive or motorcycle journalism, I want to quickly tell you that Abhishek has been an automotive journalist for as long as 13 years. So 13 years of unbiased reporting, 13 years of driving and riding all types of cars and bikes, working for print publication, for online publication, writing tech stories, doing YouTube videos and whatnot. So basically 13 glorious years in this industry. I hope I'm right, Abhishek.
Yes, you're pretty close.
Yeah. All right then. So now let's move on to our topic of the day. So Abhishek, I'll just ask some common questions which we all, you know, get from our friends, from our relatives who are curious to know what this profession is about. So to start with, what is the basic requirement to become a motorcycle journalist? Do you need a specific qualification to get into this field? And what are the exact skills do you need here?
So Anuj, the thing is, we've all come here from various fields.
Right.
You know, nobody's, there are very few people who've, because there was no specific course to become a motorcycle or an automotive journalist. So it was, you know, just passion that drove you into this industry. You really had to have that burning passion, you know, to love motorcycles or to love cars when it comes to an overall thing of motoring journalism. But when it comes to motorcycles, like I mentioned before, it's the passion that gets you here. So that is the foremost important thing that you need to become a motorcycling journalist. And then, of course, you know, we know that you're passionate. We know that you love motorcycles. We know that you love to ride motorcycles. But then that's not enough. You know, in the end, you're going to become a journalist. So you need to have the ability to pen down your thoughts, you know, translating what is going on in your head, what you feel about the motorcycle onto that keyboard is another important skill, which is as important as loving motorcycles or knowing how to ride motorcycles. And then, of course, you know, a degree in journalism or a degree in mass communication, those are added bonuses. But then knowing how to ride motorcycles, the passion to like motorcycles, to love motorcycles, and penning down your thoughts. These are some of the mandates that you know, need to have to become a motorcycle journalist.
Yeah, I think writing is something that most of the aspiring journalists really ignore or don't focus on this part much. Because all they can see is our pictures, which are, thanks to our photographers, which are great riding shots and static shots. But the kind of effort and hard work we take in the back end to write that story, that is something people really need to focus on the freshers.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
According to you, what do you think, which skill do you think is more important? The riding skill or writing skill? Especially for someone who want to get into this, a fresher.
So, riding skill is something that you develop as you go along. As long as you know how to ride a motorcycle, you know, as you grow in the industry, you're going to learn how to ride better. You're going to learn how to pen your thoughts better. So there's no particular need, like I said. So as long as you know how to ride a motorcycle and how to pen down your thoughts, it's good enough.
Right. Do you get to ride fancy, expensive motorcycles immediately after you join this field, this profession? Is it like that? Because a lot of people tend to think that it's a very glamorous field and I just want to crack my interview and test and get into this, join any media house And I'll get to ride, say, a Hayabusa just the other day, just the next day.
So 90% of the people or the youngsters who want to join this industry, like you mentioned, you know, they don't understand the nitty-gritties of it.
Yeah.
Like spending time writing, spending time researching. Yeah. It's just about seeing that superb photo that couple's taken on a Hayabusa.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what I want to do. You know, I want to ride a Hayabusa at 300 kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
So this job is much more than that. It's not just riding motorcycles at 300 kilometers an hour. That's actually quite irresponsible if you do it on the public roads. So, getting to ride motorcycles, you'll eventually get there. You will ride big motorcycles. You will ride fancy motorcycles. But then it never starts like that.
Yeah.
You need to prove your worth first. You know, okay, you can do something like that.
Mm.
And to reach there, you'll have to start with the smaller stuff. You'll have to write stories. You'll have to, do a lot of new stuff. A lot of other things. And then, of course, if you're deemed worthy and if your skills permit, you will get to ride fancy motorcycles, of course.
Correct. That's true. I remember my time when I had joined, after joining Bike Wale, I was just writing news stories and feature stories for 3 to 5 months.
We've all started like that.
First review product was the Platina 110. But even that was so much fun. It was like I've gotten my first big break.
Right.
So that's how it starts usually for everyone.
Right.
And so this is a very important question. People tend to believe that there is some kind of monetary deal involved between manufacturer and the reviewers. So if you can give some clarification on that, if that's the case.
Absolutely not. I mean, the thing that you see on YouTube, you know, you see the comments that this is a paid review.
Yeah.
So this is an opinion that we're giving. Okay.
Right.
So it might not be that what we write or what we think has to match the reader's thinking. A reader might not have tested the motorcycle like we do, you know, or compared it to other bikes in a detailed manner like we do. But it's his emotion that is talking. He prefers a motorcycle A over motorcycle B. So he will want motorcycle A to win. But then going by how we do our procedures of testing and stuff, now motorcycle B might be better than motorcycle A.
Yeah.
And that is what we do, you know. That's right. Journalism. We just write down the facts, how it is and how they are. Right. So, absolutely, it's never a paid review.
Yeah.
Of course, you have curated content that goes up. But that goes up as separate curated sponsored content. But none of the reviews are ever paid for. They're unbiased, proper reviews that are meant to help consumers in the best way possible.
Right. Correct. And now, Abhishek, this podcast, I think, is not only for the aspiring journalists, but it's also a thing for my guidance, for my personal guidance. So I want to ask you this for me and my listeners, that what differentiates a great journalist and a not that good journalist? What are the qualities that differentiate them?
So the biggest quality here, I won't go too much into the nitty-gritties. The biggest quality here is you're reviewing the motorcycle not for you. It is for the common man or the buyers outside.
Right.
So when you pen down your thoughts thinking that this is what you think about the bike for yourself, that is what makes an average journalist.
Correct.
Because what you prefer in a bike might be different from what a normal buyer would prefer. So your review has to be based on what 90% or the common man or the most people would prefer in a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Right? So that is what differentiates a good journalist from an average journalist. You have to make your review palatable for everybody out there who's going to buy a motorcycle. He might not know how to corner like you. He might not know how to wheelie like you.
Right.
But then he's going to ride it normally.
Mm.
So that is how your review has to head.
Yeah.
It has to, you know, connect with the normal guy who's going to ride it normally. He's not going to wheelie it or, you know, put his knee down on the track like you do. So that is what differentiates a good journalist from an average journalist.
And something similar for writing news stories also. I mean, it has to be unbiased, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. News is all about stating facts.
Yeah.
You know, so the more facts that you give in your news stories, the more information that you give in your news stories, the better it is for our readers.
Yeah. And now moving on to different type of publications, online and magazine. Some people tend to believe that writing for magazines is the only true form of auto journalism. What have you got to say about that? And how different is auto magazines and online publications?
So the core absolutely remains the same.
Yeah.
What you're writing through your heart, you're putting your emotions, you're putting your hard work. Everything is going into the same thing. Correct. Only the difference is your content here is on a website for people to read online.
Hmm.
But on the other hand, for print, it's in the hands on a hard copy. Correct. So that's the only difference.
Yeah.
But there is no other difference. The hard work is just the same. The amount, the content, the quality is just the same.
Hmm.
We've all evolved from print to online now. And online is, of course, the way forward. So that's how it is.
And I think online, in online, your content has to be crisp in a very, a compact manner as compared to magazines where you can write long form content. Because I remember my first article which I had written, it was about a book review, the Java book review. And it went more than 1500 words. So
right.
Vasundhara had me cut down almost half of the
right.
review. So yeah, so that's what I want to tell my listeners, that for online publication, you have to know how to write it in a very, short form manner.
So basically, Anuj, this is the sign of the times.
Earlier,
people used to love reading huge books with a lot of text.
Correct.
But now, everything from reading to watching has come down.
Correct.
You have YouTube Shorts now.
Yeah.
You have Instagram Reels now.
Yeah.
So people do not really like to, spend too much time reading or watching for that matter.
Correct.
So it goes without saying that it has to be crisp, it has to be short, and still have all the information that someone wants from it.
Yeah. The attention span has shortened
right.
quite a bit.
Right.
Now coming to the main question, let's say someone has got into this field, someone has cracked the interview or test and he got a job in Media House. But now one of the main questions comes is what is the pay like? Is this a high paying job, or as compared to other professions, you don't get paid much? Or if it your salary or your pay scale increases after a certain point?
So as the name suggests, it's a motoring journalist. Journalists obviously aren't the best paid lot,
yeah.
as you and me would know.
Yeah.
But then yes, of course, the pay grade increases as you mature over the years, as you grow in your field. And then you reach a certain point, of course, the pay does get good.
Hmm.
But then in the beginning, of course, you can't compare it to any IT job or, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because pay scales are very different.
Yeah.
But when you compare it to a normal journalism job, the pay grades are pretty similar.
Correct.
Okay. Like if you'd work for a newspaper or you'd work for an entertainment channel or whatever, the
yeah.
pay grades are pretty similar to that. And plus, here you have the added advantage of getting to, write, pen down your emotions,
yeah.
and of course, ride and drive cars.
And at different locations.
Exactly.
Have different experiences.
Exactly.
So, I want to add one thing here, that although you won't be get paid much in the initial days of this profession, but when you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you go down in your parking, you rev up your motorcycle, that has a different feeling altogether.
Absolutely.
And you reach at the shoot location where you get to see sunrise almost every single day. So initially it was a problem for me because I was not really used to waking up so early. But once you get used to it, that's the beauty of this profession, which really keeps you going.
Absolutely. It's something that you look forward to now.
Yeah, exactly. So, and now a very basic question. How can a person apply for this job? Because initially, there were magazines, there was no online driven thing as such. So people had to write letters to editors. But what's the thing now? How can someone apply for internship or...
It's pretty simple. It's just like previously we used to look at editorial sections of the magazines and then apply through emails.
Yeah.
And similarly for websites, you have contact emails on all websites.
Right.
And you can either contact them through the website emails or you have the Twitter handles of editors who are doing the review. So you can, reach out to the editors on social media and ask them that,
yeah.
You're interested in this kind of job. This is what you like to do, etc., etc. So it's pretty similar to the older times, but it's just that things are moving forward via social media, through emails. It's just like that.
Yeah. Okay. So, for people who are now, after listening to this show, who are really keen to getting into this profession, or specifically in Bikewale, I want to tell you that we are hiring freshers. We have two positions right now for interns and people with 2 to 3 years of experience. So you can either write in to us at contact@bikewale or directly to me at anuj.mishra@bikewale.com. And now we will end this here. Thank you so much, Abhishek, for joining us. I'm sure a lot of aspiring auto or motorcycle journalists now know what this field is about and should they be thinking of jumping onto this bandwagon.
Thank you, Anuj. Thank you. I was glad to give all the gyan.
So thank you everyone. Thank you for listening to us, and do write in to us at podcast@bikewallet.com your suggestions, your review of our podcast, and do follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And we also have a lot of interesting video content on our official YouTube channel. Go check it out, subscribe to our channel, share our videos, and you know what to do. So this is Anuj signing off for this week.